Most of us are looking for love online in 2014. In fact, the Pew Research Center tells us 1 in 10 Americans are turning to online dating sites. Some are very general, like eHarmony or Match.com. Some get very specific, such as JDate for Jewish singles or FarmersOnly.com for, well, you get the picture. With that in mind, my next guest is a born and bred Youper, although he did go to Michigan State for a few years. But he is back in the Upper Peninsula and realizing finding love up there is a different challenge. So he founded YouperSingles.com. Bugsy Sailor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What makes YouperSingles different from other online dating sites?
Well, Youpers are a unique breed. You know, we have a culture that's one of its own. And, you know, I think it's a remote area and it's different meeting people here than I would say, you know, in the city.
Give us some idea. What are some of the special challenges of finding love in the UP?
Well, I think you have to play off a lot of the interests up here. You know, you have people who are very interested in hiking, outdoors, hunting, fishing. You got to find a partner who can handle mosquito bites, who can handle the cold of winter. If you find love down in Florida, it's kind of difficult to convince someone to move to the UP.
Well, a great way to tell that this is for Youpers is the part in the registration where the prospective dater fills out interests. Give us an idea. What are some of the choices?
Well, we have some simple interests to choose from, such as kayaking, hiking, basketball is big up here, football. But there are a lot of other things, you know, home brewing is big in the Upper Peninsula. And I figured we'd throw in a few fun things in our interest category, such as bear wrestling and wearing plaid. And interestingly enough, a large number of users so far have selected bear wrestling as a potential interest.
I love it. And talk to us about the pasty question.
So pasties are a staple of the Upper Peninsula. And it's my belief that a pasty should not have any condiments, no gravy or ketchup on it.
Nice but and everybody naked.
Yes. So, but everybody has their own preference of a pasty. So one of the first filtering questions we have to match users is how they prefer their pasty. And that's with ketchup, with gravy, or naked, with nothing on it at all.
How long has the site been up, Bugsy?
So the site actually launched as an April Fool's joke on April 1st.
Uh-huh.
And I've done a series of different April Fool's things through my Upper Peninsula t-shirt brand named Youper Stees. And I thought this would be a fun one. There's a lot of fun I could do with it. I wanted to go to a lot of depth with it. And I was blown away that on the first day, nearly 1,000 people signed up. So I thought, okay, there's really something here, and maybe I can run with this. But it's kind of at a point where I might actually go out and seek external funding and investors to see, you know, okay, yeah, how big or extensive can this site actually be?
So any luck so far for your users finding a hot lumberjack or a hot bear wrestler?
You know, I can't speak yet. That's one thing I'm working on yet is actually putting together a matching algorithm and things. However, for the April Fool's part of it, we had some fun, you know, and there's a couple testimonials on the website, such as Toivo, who says he finally found a lifetime sauna partner. And there was Jane who said, thanks for helping me find my lumberjack.
Well, there you go. There you go. It's YouperSingles.com. And we've been talking to the founder of YouperSingles.com. Bugsy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.